For a few days, and then starting next Sunday or Monday, we're going to be back in the single digits again.
We got about 2 inches. The stuff froze. Everything's all iced over. The roads are like nothing but glass. So I'm driving on glass right now. My wife's got today off from school. Closed Bay City Public Schools because the roads are so extremely glassy. Tooling down the road.
Yeah, I just looked up Midland. It's 27, feels like 14 with the wind chill. That's a little chilly. Yeah, we had a nice weekend. I worked till 1 o'clock on Saturday and Sunday. Went and visited my parents Sunday after work. Had dinner with them. Hung out, talked, and watched a stand-up comedy show on Netflix. Yesterday after work, met all the grandkids, all four of them, down at the Great Lakes Crossing Mall. We took them to the indoor aquarium. That was fun. And then did some walking around the mall. Did some shoveling over the weekend for our house and the neighbor next door. Got some grocery shopping done. But it was nice. It was pretty sloppy coming back from the mall yesterday on 75. It snowed the whole time we were at the mall. But it wasn't too bad. I got the winter tires on, so we were able to zip along pretty good.
Help bring the flush out. These four-way stops are treacherous. I'm slowing down here. Good both ways. Idle through the stop sign here. Yeah. It felt like a busy weekend. Yeah, weekend is usually house cleaning and laundry and et cetera, so forth and so on. Just go out to the shop or anything if you need that. Other than last minute Saturday, I said to my wife, anything special you want for dinner? It was like maybe 1:30. I don't know. I'm getting kind of burned out on everything. I'm going to go buy a rack of ribs. Well, we won't be eating until 7 o'clock. I ended up grabbing some ribs, bringing them home, dressing them out. As I was dressing them out, I had the grill going. Got the charcoals nice and hot. Laid them down and laid another layer of cold ones on the top of it just to offset my ribs. And we're eating around just before 6 o'clock. So, that worked out good. I'm glad I did them on Saturday. She tried talking me into doing them. So, let's just wait till Sunday. No, Sunday's supposed to be a mess. And colder. So, It all went well on that day. And Sunday, and later on Saturday, watched some football games. And then Sunday, watched some football games. So, that's pretty much it. I worked on a carousel CD player that works when it wants to. That's been a lot of fun, just tinkering around with that. Yeah, you gotta have little things to tinker with, things to work on. Always take your mind off the normal routine. How long of a commute do you have in the morning on a normal day when it's not an ice skating rink? You just get on 10 and take 10 over 75 all the way into Bay City? KB8RVP. If I want to belong with the rat race, there's a country road that runs, a big main vein that runs through Bay City all the way up to Midland. It's called Midland Road. Even though it goes into Bay City, it's still called Midland Road. And that's the road I take usually. Even with the cycle, I usually take the back road. Yeah, it's a little more enjoyable and you don't have some Nimrod on you. Or they're on their phone as they're passing you. That's always a good one to see. I'm passing you, but yet I'm texting you. I'm starting to cut you off as I'm making my way back into the right-hand lane. So, yeah, about 25 minutes. I never really watch how long it takes me. I just know I leave at this time, I get there at that time. About 20 minutes, 25 minutes. Yeah, when I go into Flint, it's almost exactly 20 minutes. I got a lot of different ways I can go. I can take 23 to Hill Road. I can take 23 to Bristol Road. I can take 23 to 69 to 475. That dumps me off right at work. Or I can take, in Fenton, it's Leroy Street, but as soon as you leave the Fenton city limits, it turns into Fenton Road, and I can take Fenton Road up to Hill Road to 475 to work. But it was always nice. Always listened to the scanner in the morning before I would leave. If I heard the fire department get toned out for an accident on 23, I'd take Fenton Road. If I heard an accident on Fenton Road, I'd take 23. Or if I heard one on 69, I would avoid that. So I've been listening to the police scanner since I was in high school. I was 15 or 16 when I bought my first one, and never look back. I do miss Radio Shack. You were talking about that last week. I could get antennas. I could get rechargeable batteries. I could get power adapters if I needed one. I could buy the whole scanner if I needed one. I could buy the scanner programming software or the scanner programming cables. So, yeah, I miss those days. Did you ever watch the show Young Sheldon? He was always talking about Radio Shack. If his mom asked him what he would like to do, would you take me to Radio Shack, Mom?
See, all the variety. He had a kid with red lips all the time. Kids' lips are always red. Oh, Lord. Yeah. How us nurses are, man. Live for Radio Shack. Yeah. Yep. I think my first scanner wasn't even a scanner. It was a police radio. You actually turned the dial on it. And then back then, they had a transmission that they would use so nobody would hear them. They're talking about something in particular, and that was code Z, which was single sideband. So, yeah, then from that I graduated to a handheld scanner that had six crystals in it. That was nice. That was made by Channel Master. Had little switches on top and six LEDs, and it'd be scanning back and forth, and you could had the six dip switches on there, and you could turn one channel off, you know, so you didn't have to listen to the lean channel all the time. So, yeah. It was a good place to go. I used to buy kits there, too, a long time ago. They used to have kits that you could buy, kind of like the Heathkit project. Build your own shortwave radio, you know. Came with the box and speaker and everything. And they had a frequency counter kit. They sold you the board and then the red screen and the cabinet, and then you had to purchase the capacitors and resistors and inductors and stuff later down the road. Yeah, I miss those days, man. They were pretty handy to have, you know.
Yeah, I had crystal radios, crystal scanners. I remember going in the Radio Shack and they had drawers that you open with all the crystals in there, and if they had, for the local area, and if they had didn't have one that you wanted, you filled out a card. A little card and what crystal you wanted and what radio it was for, and they would order it, you'd get it in a week or whatever, they'd call you to come pick it up. I had a little butter dish full of crystals. Biggest problem I had is I wanted to listen to X amount of channels, but I only had a place to put eight crystals or six crystals. When they came out with the first programmable radio, I was never so excited. But yeah, I got into it. I remember when the state police used to be on low band, 47 megahertz. But I wanted to listen to the police, the fire, the EMS, the Bishop Airport, and kind of hard to do all that with only eight slots. So I was always changing things out to see what I was missing on the other channels. And then I started listening to ham radio stuff. Yep, so when they started coming out with the programmable ones, I was in heaven. KB8RVP.
KB8 only up ready, yep. My first programmable scanner was... I think that was also a Regency. Yep. It was nice to have back then. In the late 70s, early 80s, you could scan, like you say, the 49 megahertz band. The ham radio frequencies on 2 meters, and that was pretty nice. Nowadays, that scanner ain't really worth the diddly squat. Now they got those trunking frequencies. It doesn't have the trunking compatibility for it. You can still hear like police, fire, or you know, the fire, or dispatching a fire. But that's about all it's really good for right now. That or when I listen to aircraft, which is pretty cut and dry there, you know, it's
pretty quick. So it's all sitting in the corner and down in the shack. There if I need it, you know.
Yeah, I've got a GRE PSR 800, and it got, that company got bought by Whistler Radar Detectors. They started making scanners, and they had a deal. I think it was $50. You took your GRE 800 scanner and you sent it into Whistler, and for $50 they would convert it to a Whistler scanner, and they added a bunch of new options. So I can listen to all the current trunking, all the amateur radio. They added DMR, so I can listen to the digital amateur radio repeaters. So it'll pick up pretty much everything. Some of the counties, like Genesee County, the police have gone to encryption. So you can't listen to the police on the scanner, but you can listen to the fire and the EMS and everything. And you can tell what's going on. If there's an accident, the fire department and EMS are going to be going. If you hear sirens here in town, most of the time you're going to hear either the ambulance going to or the fire department going to, so you can tell what's going on. So still pretty useful. Looks like it's 6:57, Chris, so I'm assuming you're about ready to head into work. So have a good day. Thanks for the shout. KB8RVP, 73.
Just spinning around in the parking lot, getting my spot. Alrighty. Yeah, well, thanks for the ride in.
Took a little longer than I expected, but...
We're here. We're here safe. That's all that matters. All right. Catch you tomorrow, man.
Have a good day. Stay warm. Don't get hurt shoveling if you're going back out again tonight or today. KB8RVP, KALDF, 73s.
This is KE8YGV, Kilo Echo 8, Yankee Golf Victor, monitoring.
KAEPL mobile.
KD8IWS mobile. Thank you.
WHRF testing.